Unite Conferences, Political Strategy and Anti-Union Laws. The 12th of July 2023 Rule Conference debates political strategy. Workers' political alternative still needed. Socialist Party members in Unite. The highlight of the conference was a whole number of rule amendments which sought to open up Unite's political strategy, so that its support for electoral candidates isn't restricted to the Labour Party, of which Unite is the biggest affiliate. Socialist Party members supported a number of the proposed rule amendments, including number 53 to Rule 22.2 from Le 1228 Waltham Forest Council branch. This would have enabled Unite to give support to the candidates of any political party that the Executive Council deems support the union's members, policies, and objectives. However, as happened under the previous leadership of Len McCluskey, the Unite Executive Council, EC, presented a statement moved by General Secretary Sharon Graham that, by being passed, resulted in all the related rule amendments falling. After the debate, which saw the EC statement passed, Unite's press release claimed, Unite overwhelmingly rejects disaffiliation from the Labour Party. But the rule amendment wasn't to disaffiliate, instead it was to open up the political strategy, to enable the union to decide, rather than Sir Keir Starmer, which candidates it wants to support. He is addressing Unite Policy Conference on Thursday. In moving the EC statement, Sharon took a combative tone to Starmer, Labour must be Labour, and the union must push them into that position. We must make them take different choices. We will not make the same mistakes of the past, there will be no blank checks for Labour, until we see tangible results. But imagine if she had the weapon of being able to warn Starmer, that the union could support candidates against his new Labour? It would have far more pressure than now, when Starmer can ride roughshod over union affiliates, knowing that whatever he decides, their support for him is guaranteed. It is understandable that with her militant industrial leadership of Unite, Sharon was able to win the debate at this particular time, as the general election nears. But many of the delegates, despite the vote, have major concerns about the pro-capitalist policies of Starmer, West Reading and Co. This debate will have helped harden that stance, and prepares the ground for when a likely Starmer government acts in the interests of big business, not workers. And there are many questions left unresolved, such as whether the union will, alongside the RMT Rail Union, back Jeremy Corbyn, if he decides to stand independently of Labour. The fight for working class political representation will continue. Nonetheless, the mistaken position put by the executive majority will have given confidence to the right wing in the union, who want to retreat from Sharon's whole manifesto. That's why new fighting, left organization in the union, is more urgent than ever.